What is up, ladies and gentlemen? You know, Gretchen Rubin said the following of what I want to talk about today. And she said the following, I quote, "Self-awareness is the key to self-mastery." Yo, let's deep dive on this a little bit. And this is emotional intelligence through the lens of like your growth in leadership. Número tres. Señoras, señores, let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? My name is Noan El Boricua. Now, for those that are watching, because clearly the ones that are listening are not, you know, seeing, but my setup today is a little bit different. How do I explain this? I kind of really just wanted, I've been really in a lot of thought. So you may or may not know, I took some time off from work a couple weeks ago. And in that, there was a lot of moments for me to just grow, learn, read, understand, educate myself as a leader. You know, just excited with a lot of things that's going on in our family. Shout out to our oldest son landing a job that he's been wanting to land for a while. And shout out, you know, to our youngest son, just kind of the journey and the steps leading up to his first week of college in August. We're super stoked for him. Shout out to Casey Dominguez. And yeah, it's just been really unique of a lot that's been going on. So I just kind of wanted to share with you guys, as you know, right? Fuel Pasión Podcast is all around understanding la cultura, is understanding about growing in our faith and always making these conexiones. For me, you know, as I've been like just really in thought and thinking about this, one of the things that keeps coming to mind, and you know, for my coworkers, I've been kind of pitching this book lately around team emotional intelligence. I'm gonna talk about this book, but that's gonna be later on. But I want it. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I come to this moment where I say, okay, yo, like emotional intelligence is a thing. Like we have our people out there that are super gifted when it comes to academia, numbers, you name it. But there's another side in understanding that when you're trying to become a leader or a prominent figure in the things that you're doing in the industry that you're in, or maybe you're still in college, I don't know. Maybe you're a teenager, you're in high school and you're watching this. Amazing. I love it. I'm super glad that you're here joining us. But I think one of the biggest things that comes to mind, and I wrote this down, this is really some stuff that I already shared on, but it says, quote, "Emotional intelligence is a concept that we know that the researchers, in the 1980s and 90s actually started seeing and looking into and explaining why intelligent people sometimes do some really dumb things. More importantly, the argument went that same way when it comes to like general IQ is a measurement of your ability to be able to process information and to come to sound decisions, when on the flip of this, your emotional intelligence, your EQ, is the ability de poder procesar. What did I just say? The ability to process. Exactly what? Tu emoción, the emotions. So understanding, like, how do I make good sound decisions? Understand your IQ and understand your EQ and how they come together collectively to be able to come out to the outcomes that you're seeking in your journey. Now, I think it's muddy, but I didn't want to, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna post this on YouTube. So I'll have some links over here. And for those that are listening, you can probably backtrack on our catalog on all platforms, on any podcast you listen to on the platform at least. And I really shared about understanding your self-awareness, your self-regulation, your motivation, the empathy, but also understanding good values. So for me, when we really think about this thing, the thing with emotional intelligence is that it permeates every aspect of your life. Meaning that if you are emotionally intelligent, which is associated with like academic, professional, wherever you're at in your work life, there's a lot of things that come out of this. Fulfillment in relationships, financial, satisfaction in life. But I think the biggest thing is understanding that everything in life, no matter the endeavors, no matter the adventure, no matter la aventura of where you're going to go in life, it's going to require what? To be able to make decisions. And a lot of times, tell me you guys can relate to this. If you let your emotions consistently run into your decisions, you know, a lot of times we ain't gonna get very far. A lot of times we're gonna make decisions that we shouldn't have made. Pero por qué? Because we allowed the emotional side of that. So I kind of wanted to talk about something that I've been really thinking about lately, and it's really understanding the practice of self-awareness. Now, with most things emotional, you gotta understand where you are at in life right now. Where are you at right now in what you are doing? Because when you lack this self-awareness, trying to manage those emotions is like you're in a tiny boat and without the sail, right? So you can't, you're letting the emotions of the sea or the ocean dictate where your boat's gonna go. When in actuality, you should understand that self-awareness involves understanding yourself, your behavior on three levels. What are you doing? How do you feel about it? And the hardest part, figuring out what you don't even know about yourself. Man, as I like to say, sometimes another sermon for another day. I think that's so hard. So I kind of wanted to open this up about one of the things that we need to understand. And I think for me, this is a self-reflection. So I hope this can help some people out. It is really understanding the importance of educating ourselves and being willing to know what we are doing in our conversations. One of the biggest things that we need to understand is now in 2022, we have so many distractions. You may be asking, like what? I have a few here that I wrote down. Yo, shout out to like the iPad mini. I don't know if you guys can see it on my screen, but you know, with your Apple Pencil, did not sponsor this, but I'm planning on doing a video on productivity. Needless to say, I want to close out with this. I got a couple minutes left. Know what you're doing. Now, you would think this is simple, but again, like a lot of times we ain't knowing what we're doing half the time. We're on autopilot. En otras palabras, we just check email, we text our friends, our loved ones, we check IG, we watch YouTube, we check the email again, we text our friend, we go on Twitter, etc., etc. I need you to remove the distractions in your life. Because the only way that we can increase our EQ is that we need to turn off our phones, put away devices, and now, every now, and again, it's a challenge, like every now and then, like do that, put it away. And now allow yourself to really immerse yourself. And I want you to find spaces of silence, solitude. Now, it could be scary at times because you're like, I'm not used to like quietness. Like, have you guys ever like went on vacation and then you stay in a hotel? Because, you know, in our neighborhood, it's kind of like, you know, topic for another day, but there's always noises going around, right? Let it be the bird, the helicopter sirens, or let it be people or, you know, neighbors upstairs, whatever that looks like. And when you finally go somewhere on vacation and you're staying at Airbnb, it's quiet. It's like kind of scary at times. You got to follow where I'm going? Maybe I'm the only one. Needless to say, though, we need to understand that for our mental health, we need times of solitude. For all my people out there that go to church, one of the greatest examples, we see Jesus. The first thing that Jesus did when he was called, that he went to the desert, into the wilderness, and for 30 days, he had solitude. Why can we not take those moments of solitude, of taking a walk to the park, turn off your phone, go to the beach, go wherever that looks like, your favorite hiking place. But in order to really know yourself, we need to take the distractions out of our life, even if it's just once a month, because these distractions really get in the way of making us uncomfortable when it comes to our emotions. But if we can remove these distractions that cause our emotions to just go all over the place, then we know that we could take it to the next level. Because when you know that, then you need to know what you're feeling. Now, once you actually pay attention to how you feel, it might trip you out, but you might come to realize that you're often actually pretty either sad or angry, right? To a lot of people in your life. What do I mean by that? You might realize that maybe there is a lot of anxiety going on. And this like distraction or this addiction of that you have in life has been in the way. And maybe you might be like, oh my God, what is anxiety? I don't understand what's wrong with you. What makes it even worse is that whatever emotion is there has a good reason. to be there, even if you don't remember what the reason is. So don't be so hard on yourself. Remember, as I wrote this down, I need to know what I'm feeling. So no, not only do we need to know what we're doing, I gotta know how to feel. And at the end of the day, I need to know my emotions. Like, I need to know when I'm calling BS. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we don't understand that. And I think at the end of the day, when we can regulate those things and we have this self-awareness, then we're going to be okay. Look, there are so many times as of late that I've been so emotional towards myself. There's been moments where I'm really trying. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. When people think that you're ready for your next move in life or your next promotion or whatever that looks like, dude, there comes some hardcore responsibilities. There comes some moments where you need the solitude. You need to silence the critics in your mind and in your heart to be able to listen, especially for me, to be able to listen to God's voice and to listen to the voices of my loved ones, to be able to know that I do deserve to be where I'm at today, but more importantly, that I'm getting ready for my next. So para toda mi familia, for everybody out there, all the people that support Fuel Pasión, I hope that within the cultura and within your faith and within the conexiones that you have in life, that you don't be so hard on yourself, but more importantly, know what you're feeling, know what causes distraction in your life, because it's in this self-awareness that it allows you to really understand how to amplify your EQ to make the decisions that you're going to do in life. Look, I'm stoked for many of you. And I think what's crazy is that there was a quote that I read once. It says, there's no such thing as a good or bad emotion. There's only good and bad reactions to your emotions. So my hope is that you understand the importance to, like, motivate yourself. Like, have you ever done that? Have you ever really motivated yourself? Because I think the thing is, I want you to notice that I don't wait for the feeling to arise before I start writing. In other words, I start writing and then that feeling, it starts to build. For all my writers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Which then motivates me to what? To be able to keep writing. And then the feeling builds un poquito más, un poquito más, un poquito más. The beauty of this is that I've heard it before. I've read it somewhere. It's called the Do Something Principle. Where it's like you do the most simple things and it just keeps amplifying itself to a point where when you look back, you're like, yo, this is crazy. Because before you know it, you're halfway through a project that you're writing up, or maybe you're writing a caption for some particular project, whatever that looks like. The beauty of it is that you need to learn how to motivate yourself. So I hope you guys can do that. And that's kind of my rant for this week. I didn't post a video last week. I didn't post an audio file for the podcast. I just kind of needed to take a break. I wasn't in a good place. I was really down on myself. But again, that Do Something Principle hack really helped me out. And I'm just grateful because I get to serve with some amazing people locally in my community. Shout out to Urban Youth Workers Institute. Shout out to Rescue Generation. This weekend, the last weekend of July, they are actually hosting a manhood camp for all of our just young men under 18, you know, middle school, high school. And I think, like, you know, we just got to invest in our young people. And shout out to my job in hosting what they call the NCIF grant scholarships for nonprofits that are making access to making sport a daily habit. And that was very motivating for me. And I think the middle of this week, shout out to Nike East LA. Being there present and listening to the stories of other young adults that are now working at the places where they once played. It's amazing. And that only shows me that when we invest in our people, that there is fruit at the end of that journey. And my hope is that that fruit continually seeds itself to be able to be planted in good soil so that we that have made it and that are actually in a financial situation to be able to harvest the seed that we can be able to give. So my hope and my challenge to each and every one of you, as you're learning how to amplify your EQ through the self-awareness mindset, my hope is also that you learn to motivate yourself, but also to be able to see to motivate others that are doing this good work in our communities. And I'm talking about of all communities, let it be like sport and mentorship and faith-based and all those areas. Like, that's how we come together. That's how we win as a city, as a community, more importantly, as a country. So, yeah, I hope you guys can just check us out. We just celebrated 1 year on our YouTube channel and we hit, 56 subscribers in 1 year. This is the hardest work that I've done on YouTube. And if you're still watching this, I really appreciate that you've made it this far. Check us out at FiaPasionPodcast.com. I'm really excited because there's some really cool just roadmaps that I'm going to be building out with some mentors. And I got some news that I'm not going to share until a few months from now. But there's some really big news. Also, for those that are listening, if you identify as Latino or Latina, there's a special season 5 episode that we're going to be launching. And it's going to be all around Latino Heritage Month. And if you are interested, please email us at fuelpasionpodcast@gmail.com and let me know why you feel that you want to be part of our Latino Heritage Month celebration for this year in 2022, which will then fall in within our cultura, our faith, or conexiones. But there's some things that I'm really excited to be able to share. So I hope you guys are still watching this. And if not, maybe you skip to the front of this or the back of it. Amazing. More importantly, I hope that you guys have an amazing week. And remember, constantly just grow in la cultura, grow in your faith. Y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.